What is good, everybody? Welcome to the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel. This is your guy, Manny, and you're listening to the Back Row Commander Show. I still got my Redskins gear. It's all good. The Commander's gear is coming. Remember, I told you guys if the Commanders beat the Eagles, I'm going to be getting the gear. But I'm going to run my intro. It's going to be a special show. I'm going to do a lot of videos, a lot of Commanders interviews and some highlights and all of that. So it's going to be a fun little episode. We'll go about 30 minutes on this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get this thing started. So, guys, man, I'm so excited, man. The Washington Commanders defeat the Atlanta Falcons, a score of 19-13. It was a great game. It was a game that kind of went back and forth. And to be honest, I'm not going to lie, because I was worried. On that last drive, which I'm going to get into a little later, I had no hope. I mean, I thought it was pretty much over, because the way that Atlanta plays is similar to how the Commanders play, which is running the ball, moving the chains, and taking care of the ball, and also killing the clock. So that's what ATL did. They hit us with a taste of our own medicine. But I'm going to share my screen, and I got a lot of information to share with you guys. So winning in this game, and also Seattle losing their game versus Vegas, Washington is now seventh place, which is the last wild card spot, which is great. I was actually going for Vegas tough, and I'm glad that Vegas won that game. Shout out to Josh Jacobs with that 80-plus yard touchdown in overtime to win. And another tough team that we're going to face at a point in time in San Francisco. So I'm like, look, it's either San Francisco or Seattle. I'd rather San Francisco continue to win until they play us, obviously. But it's going to be tough. But we're not worried about any of that. We're going to focus on what transpired yesterday. Atlanta moved the ball well. Marcus Mariota had 174 yards passing, one touchdown, one interception. We sacked them one time. They ran the ball well, 29 times for 167 yards. Algier had 54, Cordero Patterson had 52, Mariota had 49, Huntley pitched in. So they ran the ball well. It was a committee, but these guys were averaging 5.8 yards per carry. It was kind of annoying. Olamide Zaccheaus had a decent game. He had, 5 receptions for 91 yards. Shout out to him. He hit us with this one crazy play at the end, and, he got off on us a little bit. You know, Drake London made a couple plays. Losing Benjamin St. Juice was tough because we needed Benjamin St. Juice, and, who does he guard? Really, Drake London didn't go off, which would be where he would have been. But I think losing to him just kind of just messed with the whole secondary. Zaccheaus going off 5 for 91 with that long 45-yard reception. They use their tight ends, Pruitt, Firkser. They utilize the tight ends well in the limited, pass attempts that they actually had as well. Defensively, they made plays. Interception on us. Taylor Heineke really, really could have had two interceptions, but I'm just glad it was just limited to one. They played well defensively for ATL. For the Commanders, Heineke had 138 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception. He wasn't sacked at all, which is very surprising because usually Taylor Heineke gets sacked, even with his mobility. So I love that. If you guys notice, the name of the episode is the Brian Robinson. Sorry, this is the Brian Robinson episode. Brian Robinson had 18 carries for 105 yards. He averaged 5.8 yards per carry. This is the Brian Robinson that I've been looking for. He also had a long run of 21 yards. Antonio Gibson pitched in 9 for 32. Jonathan Williams stepped in and played well. 4 carries for 22 yards. Curtis Samuel also pitched in. We ran the ball 37 times for 176 yards. That's awesome. This is smash mouth football, power football. I loved it. And hopefully Jonathan Williams gets some more carries because he was able to move the ball effectively. Like Jonathan Williams and Brian Robinson pretty much play the same. So that was really, 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 really good to see. Terry McLaurin was targeted 6 times. He caught 4 of those for 48 yards. John Bates, shout out to him, 3 receptions for 24 yards and a score. Brian Robinson again, man, 2 receptions for 20 yards and a score. I mean, I'm going to show you guys the highlight of that score. I mean, Brian Robinson was just that dude, man. He was that dude. And he got me 20-plus points in fantasy football on top of that. Shout out to Derek Forrest leading the team in tackles with 11 tackles and Jamin Davis with 10 tackles, Cameron Crowe with 8. Just overall solid game for the guys in the middle. Shout out to Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen. Both guys should be Pro Bowlers this year, but with politics, possibly only one guy gets in, but you never know. Montez Sweat had a sack. Shout out to Montez Sweat, balling out of control. I think that puts Montez Sweat now up at, 7 sacks, something like that. I have to look at the total later. And then Kendall Fuller with an interception, the most crucial play of the game. We'll get more into that as well. Tony Gibson returned 2 kickoffs for 51 yards. Joey Sly was perfect. 2 for 2 with a long of 45, and he did miss an extra point. He missed an extra point, but other than that, he had a solid game all the way around. That extra point could have killed us, though. Had Atlanta scored that touchdown, that would have been 19-19, kicked the extra point, they win. So I'm glad that that extra point did not come back to bite us in the butt. Tress Way had 3 punts, 2 inside the 20, and he had that penalty on one of them that gave us the first down. Shout out to the whole team. Great team victory. Now that I've gone through the stats, let's get more into the game. Let's get into some of these highlights, man. So we're going to talk about and let's listen to some post-game interviews as well. So I'm going to share my screen. This is the opening talk by Jonathan Allen before the game, and I'm not going to lie, it gave me chills. Y'all listening.
Bring it in. Hey, bring it in tight. Y'all want to know why I'm so excited for this game?
Why?
Because you can't hide.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind a scheme. You can't hide behind a play call.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind no trickery.
Yeah.
It's mano we mano football today. And I'm going to tell you one thing, Oakland. The defense, we finna come out hell today. I promise you. We don't rise to the occasion. We don't play with emotions. We fall back on what we do. And after I tell your head up, I'm going to look in your soul just like this so you know I'm for real. Ain't no scared of my heart. That's what I do. I live this. I bleed this. This is how I feed my family. I'm going to tell one time. We come out, we don't gotta say a word. We knock your ass out. They gonna feel that.
Yeah.
Hey, family on 3. 1, 2, 3. Bam. Woo! Yeah, bring it in. Hey, bring it in tight tonight.
but they're going to keep using McLaurin across the football field.
Catch made by Robinson out of the backfield. He powers ahead. What a play by the rookie. And Washington jumps out in front. Brian Robinson.
But they're going to keep using McLaurin across the football field.
Catch made by Robinson out of the backfield. He powers ahead. What a play by the rookie. And Washington jumps out in front. Brian Robinson. Now a fake. Heinicke. End zone. Got a man. It's caught for the touchdown by John Bates. And Washington regains the lead. TFLs today, both from Daron Payne. Second and long. Mariota, nothing downfield. Trying to escape, he can't. This time it's Montez Sweat. Mariota, the pass, it's deflected in the air. It is picked off potentially by Washington. It is. It's Kendall Fuller.
On the bottom, Paige. You were good. I'm waiting for you to be great. And next, Kendall. You didn't stick out to me. Next is Brooke. Next, Nia. And Mackenzie. And on top of the pyramid, going 3 for 3, once again, is Maddie. On the bottom.
Well, it's kind of emblematic of the two teams. I mean, if you look at them, we're both in the same category, in my opinion. You know, the character being they're going to be a downhill physical team on both sides of the ball, and that's really what we are. And we played that way today. You know, they had their moments, we had our moments, and at the end of the day, the one thing that evened out was the takeaways.
And to that end, being a grinded out ball control team, it's really picked up for you guys since Brian's come back, and he had obviously a really good day today. What were your thoughts on his performance?
I thought his performance was outstanding. I thought the whole running back group as a whole, you know, with what we were getting from Antonio as a change of pace, and then Antonio also catching the ball in space. Unfortunately, he slipped on that one. Boy, that could have been a real big play for us. And then Jonathan Williams getting back into some of the action. That combination of guys has really given us, you know, a little bit of a spark as far as being able to run the ball. And kudos to the offensive line. I mean, they were giving us a lot of five-man looks up front as well, and yet we were still able to move the ball. So there's some really good things that did happen on the offensive side.
Is this what you were envisioning from Brian back in training camp?
Well, from Brian, for the most part, and Antonio and Jonathan. I mean, you know, we kept those guys for a reason, you know, and that's kind of what we're looking for, is we're looking for this type of tandem that can grind it out. And if one guy's having a great day, you know, we can continue to hand the ball to him and the other guys will play their role. And if it's vice versa, it works the other way, where the other guy's having a good day, then, you know, the guys play their role. You know, that's a big part of it. I mean, it's really about that, you know, being able to have a guy that's ready to roll.
I guess specifically with Brian.
Commanders fans, I'm sorry you guys got to go through another one of those games, but a win's a win. Go to New York next week. Hope to see you guys there.
The best I can. So, you know, it's me versus me every day I wake up, and, you know, I'm feeling some type of way based off of, you know, the situation in the past. But, you know, I got to continue to, you know, work and, you know, get better and, you know, help my team win.
What does it mean to get that 100-yard game? Is this something special? How special is it for you?
You know, it's a special moment, you know, just to be able, you know, have an opportunity to do that and, you know, to do it, you know, just after, you know, everything that's been, you know, going on this year. And, you know, I've been patient with it, you know, just continue to stick to it, you know, stick to the run game, you know, stick to, you know, my run tracks and, you know, our discipline. And today was a good day, you know, on the ground, you know, obviously because of the wet ball, you know, we handed the ball off a lot more. And I felt like the offensive line, you know, they did, you know, great job, you know, getting movement up front, you know, moving on to the second level and just allowing me to get up on backwards and finish.
Were there a couple of runs when Ron said you're running with more confidence and that, are there some runs that stand out to you today where you say, like, maybe that's a result of that confidence, of some holds you're hitting or the way you're hitting it?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting more and more comfortable, you know, as the game go on, as the weeks, you know, build up. And, you know, I'm starting to get more comfortable on my second level play, you know, just getting up on the second level and, you know, making a second level move. You know, at first it was kind of like, you know, just getting my comfortability back to get up on the second level. But now, you know, I want to make that, take that next step and, you know, playing on the second level and finishing on the second level.
Brian, can you take us through the touchdown catch and just kind of your thought process when you saw those couple defenders?
I mean, you catch the ball, you know, you got all that space, and, you know, you versus a defensive back, you got to win at least 80-90% of the time. So, you know, I pulled the trigger and it worked out well for me.
The mentality of this team is certainly becoming a tough-minded team, a tough team on the ground, and you here, it's really picked up even more. Does it take some satisfaction in that you know, your play is kind of helping set the tone for this offense?
I mean, I just do what I got to do to, you know, bring that energy to the offense, you know, whatever that takes, you know, if I got to be vocal or if I just got to go and, you know, be physical on the field. And I feel like, you know, guys, you know, want to get better, you know, guys want to be physical, you know, we want to, you know, be that type of team. So, you know, we just got to continue to, you know, work on that, you know, be consistent in certain areas, and I feel like we'll be great.
I don't know if you were watching the play, but the play where Duran tips the ball and Kendall picks it off, what are you thinking as they're, you know, right on the cusp of getting a touchdown?
I think that's just an example of, you know, how this team plays to the, you know, whistle, plays to the end of the game. And that was a very critical situation in the game where, you know, our guys made a big time play. And, you know, that just goes to show, you know, that we have a group of guys that's going to literally play into the last second on the clock.
what else to say about him? You know, we come in every day and work hard for each other, and you know, we have fun doing it. So to see it come out on Sundays, and especially in situations like that, it's a really cool deal. Again, the defense came up huge there at the end, and you know, Kendall just keeps making those plays. So you know, really, really good team effort there.
How much confidence is the defense giving you in the offense when they're going out week after week and stacking up excellent performances?
Yeah. I mean, when you have a defense like that, for us, it's just like, hey, let's not have any turnovers. Let's keep converting third downs. And when we get in the red zone, let's try and score touchdowns. And that's kind of the secret formula for us. And if we stick to it with the way our defense is playing, we're going to win a lot of games. So obviously there's a lot of things to improve on offensively, but you know, we'll look at the film tomorrow and go from there.
Saw?
I think it was Payne who just made a good play, tipped the ball, and we just saw the ball in the air. I remember seeing Cordell Patterson and Defoe, and I was just hoping Defoe didn't hit me and knock the ball out. But I was just thinking, just getting my hands under the ball, getting my elbows tight, and just trying to make a play on the ball.
You've seen a lot of seasons here. Where does this rank, you know, winning streak, you know, everything in front of you and what you guys have created here?
I think you'll think about that once you keep on winning more games, put yourself in the playoffs and make a run in the playoffs. Definitely a big win. But it's something that we, as a team, you know, you expect to win. The preparation that you put in, during the week, in the off season, all year, you expect to go into games and win, and we just want to keep it going.
Just going off that question, I mean,
all right, thanks so much, Taylor. I am not quite sure. I have heard it as loud in this building as I did after Kendall Fuller's interception. You went up to him before you took the field after the pick. What did you say to your teammate?
The way to be a leader, way to be a captain. He's made two unbelievable plays back-to-back weeks. And that defense, to hold those guys at the end there, was, you know, just speaks to our team, man. You know, the resiliency that we have. So, you know, proud of the guys. Felt like we left a lot of points on the field today, but it's a win to win.
Taylor, I know the defense came up big for you. You guys leaned on the running game, but it had been two games since you had thrown a touchdown pass. You had two in this one. What did it take for you guys offensively to hold on to this one?
Yeah, again, we ran the ball well, converted on third down, so I think we did a good job. It was a little sloppy here and there. But again, like I said earlier, I feel like we left some points out there. So we'll go back and look at the film tomorrow, see where we can get better.
I don't think we need to look at the film to figure out the Taylor Heinicke effect. There's something special going on with this team. You've now won six of your last seven games. What has been the difference?
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, the guys are just, you know, it's a great locker room full of guys. We all love each other. We all work hard for each other. It's a real family in there. So, again, you know, we come to a day every work, and we have fun with it. So you can see it on Sundays, and, you know, hopefully keep this ball rolling.
All right. It has been fun to watch. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
I got a ball here, and I'm going to give the ball to him because it's his first 100-yard game. Yeah. As a 100-yard game.
Hey, y'all. Honestly, I've been wanting to say this in front of the team, but, like, you know, since everything happened back in August, man, I promise you, like, everybody in this room have, like, shown me unconditional love and support, man. Yeah. Like, yes, just sir. To help me get to this point, for real, man, I couldn't be more thankful for everybody in this room, man. Y'all are the people I turn to the most after going through what I went through, man. Just, you know, to have this opportunity to do what I did today, man, I give all y'all the credit, man. Thank y'all. Hey. Hey.
Team ball three. 1, 2, 3. Hey.
Oh, my bad. I was muted. Yeah, man, shout out to Brian Robinson Jr. Awesome speech. But yeah, this team is just coming together, and just, they're playing for each other. They're playing hard right now. If that speech did not move you, you're not human. So shout out to the Commanders. Shout out to Taylor Heinicke, Brian Robinson, Ron Rivera, Sean Taylor. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Once again, you're listening to the Back Row Commander Show on the Talking Sports with Manny YouTube channel. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Hail to the Commanders. Let's get it. Victory Monday. We out. Peace.